You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
So I always like a good story, so you get one tonight. The story was written by Doris, and it's a little snippet about her life. She wrote, "My father abandoned his wife and four children when I was young. I never saw him and never heard from him. And until I was 18, I believed he was dead. When Aunt Emma, my father's sister, told me he was alive, I was astonished. I gave her my graduation picture to give him and hoped he would contact me. He never did. Later, after I committed my life to Jesus, I developed a relationship with Jesus and knew of his love. Yet I was afraid of God the Father. Knowing God as a tender and loving Father, to me, seemed impossible, as I did not know my father. One day I learned that my father had died. My deepest prayer to meet him would not be fulfilled. I felt an enormous hurt, and I visited Aunt Emma. She told me a little bit about my father's life and death, and said that he had decided not to see me because he was too ashamed of his behavior as a young father. He must have known through Aunt Emma that for 17 years I had asked about him. I went to his grave, and as I stood near there, I was engulfed in anguish. My search was over. This was as close as I would ever get to my father. I cried out to God, 'It's too late, too late. I have no father.' And at that moment, I heard a voice say, 'I am your father.' I turned around, but no one was there. Again, I heard the words, but this time softer. 'I am your father.' It was hard to believe at first, but the God I had feared spoke to me. I felt his love all around me. Because God revealed himself to me as father, I no longer feel the hurt of an abandoned child or the pain from my fruitless search. I was healed so that only the memory and none of the pain remains. That afternoon in the lonely cemetery, my life was changed. Where God was once only a remote figure of the Trinity, he's now the Father that I talk with, walk with, and praise each day. I realize this wonderful Father loves all his children so much that he impatiently awaits the day that he can draw us close to himself forever." I took this story from a book called Healing Through the Mass. Just as our Heavenly Father spoke to Doris, our Father also spoke on that day that Jesus was baptized. God the Father told Doris, "I am your Father." God the Father told us, "This is my Son, the Beloved. My favor rests on him." because we are baptized. We are beloved sons and daughters of God. The Father has said the same words over us when we were baptized. When the celebrant of our baptism said the words, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," and the water is poured over us, we became his sons and daughters. He claimed us as such. And on that day, at that moment, we were changed forever. For Jesus, his baptism was his great commissioning. His relationship with the Father was and is established when heaven is opened, and the Father says, "This is my Son." And the Father's feelings towards his Son are made known, that the Father is well pleased with him. With this announcement, Jesus begins his ministry, the ministry of mercy and love. It is a mission that is filled, however, with corrective action. It is corrective love, the kind of correction that any parent has to give their child. This remediation is not punitive, but a rectification of actions gone astray. Sometimes it is a hard lesson to learn, but Jesus' messages are directive, yet so loving. Brothers and sisters, if we adopt, follow, and practice what Jesus tells us, then one day we too can hear the Father's voice say, "This is my Son," or "This is my daughter, on whom I am well pleased."
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.